Hi, this is Amber.
Hi, Ms. Amber. This is Michael. I'm calling on behalf of the Cornelius Insurance Agency. How are you doing today?
Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Cornelius Insurance Agency. The reason we're giving you a call today, ma'am, is that we wanted to notify you that we've actually been working with a lot of people in your area and have been able to, you know, help them save money.
What kind of insurance is this?
Is this for your house and your auto insurance?
I don't have a house, though.
Okay, but I mean, if you have an auto or a car.
What kind of insurance do you guys have for homes? Just in case I wanted to buy one later.
Okay, I'll let you know in a moment. Just bear with me a moment. Right now, I just need to verify
some. Is insurance one of those things that, like, if there's a fire or flood, or is this just like
yes, for it's like for everything.
Oh, wow.
Yes, against damage, against.
Wow.
It should be against damage. It should be against
wow.
flood. It should be against. So, yeah, so just bear with me a moment. I just need to confirm, well, you know, a couple of things right now.
But you said something
filed.
About cars. I don't actually have a car. I have a buggy. Would it be insurable?
I guess so. I mean, it's drivable. It's an auto.
No, it's not an auto. It comes with a horse, like a horse and buggy.
Okay, you're talking about a horse and a buggy. Okay. I mean, I don't know about that, but I mean, if it's drivable,
well, I mean,
I guess
all
you could
things are insurable.
In
I do have to drive on the road, and if it's going to be on the road,
with
any,
definitely,
then it has to be insurable. Yeah, you're right.
If it's drivable in the road, you need to have insurance in it. Now, now, are you located in Canberra?
So, like, home insurance, does that cover things like inside my home too? Like furniture?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I know some of that insurance.
Food,
some of the insurance does apply.
Entry stuff. Does it include like my chair? I have a computer. Does it include that?
It depending if you know. I mean,
what about
the only
what
thing,
about like if I get an Amazon box and it's still on my front porch? So then it's not technically in the house yet. Does that get covered by home insurance?
That really
don't
count.
I think it would, because I feel like, you know, the things that you buy from Amazon nowadays, some of that stuff can be so expensive.
I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am trying to tell you about it. Yeah. Like, the last thing I bought on Amazon, I bought some treats for my dog.
Okay.
She really doesn't like them, but here, I'll read you the recipe. It's from Tiny Love, and it's bone beef broth. Treats for dogs. It says just a few all natural ingredients.
Yeah.
And it's
and she don't like
bone broth. Oh, she loves them. But it says that because she's between 16 to 25 pounds, it says she's not supposed to have more than 19 to 27 treats per day. But she disagrees. She tells me all the time that she
wants them. Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you have any dogs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what kind of dogs do you have? I love dogs. Tell me all about them.
I only have a Doberman.
Oh,
and
a
small one, yeah. And
my
the small
uncle
one is
used to have
yes.
Doberman. Yeah, I love them. They're so pretty. Did you get their ears done?
Everything. I mean, it's been
wow.
like, it's old already. He's 13 years old, so yeah. It's
wow.
been a while now.
Wow.
Yeah, so like,
okay,
continue
well,
with
I gotta
now,
go.
Listen.
It was nice to talk to you, though. Have a good day.
All right, Amber, you too. Have a wonderful day, man.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you. Bye-bye.